Welcome back to EcoTalk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and welcome to our Partners Corner. Earth Justice is our partner today. It's the leading national nonprofit public interest law firm working to protect clean air and water, wildlife and wilderness for all of us. Founded as the Sierra Club Legal Defense Fund in 1971, Earth Justice protects our environment by forcing government agencies and big industries such as timber, mining, oil and gas interests to obey environmental laws. That shouldn't have to be the case, but unfortunately it is in today's world. We're going to welcome Jan Hasselman. He's an attorney with Earth Justice in the Seattle office, and talk about something that's gotten quite a bit of press lately and try to get to the bottom of it a little bit more and get some background and what's going to happen from here. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, pesticides are being found in more and more places, rivers and streams, and mostly, most frighteningly, in our bodies through body burden testing. What about the other kind of testing, the kind that's actually intentionally exposing humans to pesticides? The kind I mentioned is finding out what your exposure levels have been when it's already too late.
Right. The issue goes back to the passage of a very good law in 1996 called the Food Quality Protection Act. That law was passed in response to alarming evidence that pesticide residues in our food are harming our health, particularly the health of kids and babies. And so it required a much more stringent margin of safety on pesticide uses to protect kids. Pesticide manufacturers have been trying to circumvent those limits, and one of the ways they do that is by testing pesticides on people directly. They pay folks to swallow pesticides or have them sprayed directly into their eyes or nose or rubbed on their skin. And if they don't see any immediate adverse effects, they argue that the substance is safe. And EPA has shown that it's willing to accept the results of those tests to reduce the margin of safety required by law. That means more pesticides in our air, in our water, and in our bodies.
And do they ever go back a few years later or decades later and check to see if there's any health problems?
That's one of the major problems with these tests, is that they only look at immediate effects and there's no long-term monitoring or follow-up.
I mean, if they don't drop dead on the spot, then it's considered safe?
That's the idea.
Wow. Is it that much money that it would really be a lure to people who, you know, are a little cash short?
Well, it's enough money to get some people to do it, and that's one of the big concerns here.
And what about testing women and young children? Where did that come from?
Well, unfortunately, it's one of the things that has happened in the past. You know, if there's one thing that everyone should be able to agree on, it's that we shouldn't be testing pesticides and other dangerous substances on kids and babies or pregnant moms. And the science is indisputable. These kind of substances are far more dangerous to young people than to adults. But these kind of tests have occurred. Pesticide companies have tested on kids in the past by putting insecticides in their bedrooms or having them jump around in swimming pools to see if the disinfectant was effective.
You said they've happened in the past. How far back, I mean, did this go, or how recently has this been allowed to occur?
Unfortunately, it's gone on fairly recently.
And are there EPA standards really kind of restricting this, or is it really, you know, written to help them do testing?
Well, you need a little background to get the context on this. The Clinton administration banned EPA from relying on these kinds of tests because of all the scientific and ethical problems. The Bush administration, as it's done with so many environmental initiatives, lifted that ban once it took office. Last year, Congress intervened and restored the ban once more. Congress also passed a law that required EPA to adopt some standards to ensure that the abuses that have gone on in the past wouldn't continue. So in the past few months, EPA has issued regulations that it says comply with this law, but they're a huge disappointment. They don't solve any of the problems that have plagued the industry. They essentially give companies the green light to start using human tests to argue for weaker regulation of pesticides.
And how can this happen? How can this occur?
Well,
especially with a lot of attention on it now.
There are, and that's why we're in court. We're back in court to argue that these standards are illegal, and let me explain why we think they're illegal.
Mm-hmm, please.
Congress passed a law that told EPA to adopt standards that would protect children and pregnant women absolutely, and that would ensure that any testing met the very, very highest possible ethical and scientific standards. EPA ignored that law. They adopted a regulation that does not prohibit testing on pregnant women and kids. It doesn't contain any scientific standards at all, and its ethical standards are weak, and they're filled with loopholes. And let me give you an example. One of the most fundamental tenets of ethical testing is that participants provide informed consent. It means that they volunteer to participate with full awareness of all the risks. But the rule allows an authorized representative to consent for you. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean a prison warden can consent to testing on behalf of prisoners? Can a legal guardian consent on behalf of a mentally handicapped person? These are the kind of ambiguities that really invite problems.
And have there been abuses in these areas? Or is it just hypothetical?
Well, you know, the pesticide industry has not earned our trust on this. Some of the testing in the past really raises major questions about informed consent. And again, some examples: people were putting harmful pesticides in their bodies and being told that they were taking vitamins or that they were testing a medicine or a drug, and they weren't. Pesticides are harmful, toxic substances. They're designed to kill living things. They've been linked to birth defects, cancer, developmental disorders, and they're everywhere in the environment.
Right. Even if you don't get it sprayed on you directly, of course, it's showing up, as we started the segment out saying, in too many places, our air, our water, our food. So in the last minute, or less than a minute, our listeners who are, you know, outraged by this, what can they do to help Earth Justice in its fight?
Well, one of the things folks can easily do is sign up at our website, earthjustice.org, to get action alerts on things like this that they can contact their representatives. If folks live in California, they should contact their local senators or representatives, because California is considering a state law to set higher standards for human testing. And there's a lot of great information out there with groups like the Pesticide Action Network and Natural Resources Defense Council. These folks are working hard to protect us from pesticides.
Thank you. And we're glad for all you're doing. Jan Hasselman, an attorney with the Earth Justice Office in Seattle. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed our show. Go out and have a great green week. See you next time.